Everybody, and welcome to Encounter Underground. We're so thrilled to have with us Pastor Troy Brewer, author of the best-selling book, Redeeming Your Timeline. We just had a great conversation on YouTube. Make sure you go to our Encounter Today channel to check out that interview. But I want to talk with him tonight specifically about his work in the underground with sex trafficking. Pastor Troy, thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you, Pastor Allen. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, you've done some tremendous work, missions work around the world, but I was wondering, for your ministry, when and why did you start working in this arena? Because I want to talk to you a little bit. You're right there on the border about what's happening right now, but let's go back to where this started. How did this begin in your ministry?
Well, you know what? I don't ever go looking to do any kind of ministry. I just pay attention to what the Lord brings me. And the Lord started bringing this situation to me over and over and over and over and over again. It first started in Costa Rica. I was in Costa Rica, Central America. We were feeding people in the trash dumps. And to make a very long story short, there was a lady that we came across, and she had two beautiful but raggedy little Nicaraguan refugee girls. I really don't have any idea how old they were. I'm going to say 11-ish. Something like that. They were sticks. They were skinny. They were starving. And she just said, hey, do you want to buy these two little girls? And she said to me, Pastor Allen, you can make a movie. And I understood what she was saying, meaning I could make a pornographic movie, and meaning I could molest these kids any way that I wanted to, just pay her X amount of dollars. And when I'd never seen anything like that before. And I was shocked. The reason why she was offering me that is because I'm a middle-aged white guy, and we tour the world and we go to the worst places in the world. And people assume that I'm a sexual tourist because there's so many middle-aged Americans and Europeans going all over the world and molesting kids in these third world countries.
It's that
prominent. It's unbelievable. Yes, it is that prominent. I mean, yes, I'm just going to say yes, it is. And so, I just said, yeah, I'll buy them right now. How much? And she told me. I forked out a bunch of cash, and I took those two little girls with me, got them in a car, told them through my translator, you're going to remember this day for the rest of your life. Jesus loves you so much. He sent me here to get you and to rescue you. And nobody's ever, ever, ever going to hurt you again. We already had an orphanage there, and I said, I'm going to get you into our home, and we're going to help you. We're going to bless you. And then I saw the transformation of those two little girls, and I just saw the transformation. And then after that, I just started paying attention. Anytime that we were in trash dumps, or anytime that we were feeding people or doing some kind of big major something in a third world country, which was every month for over 20 years, Leanna and I was in a third world country every month for at least 10 days for over 20 years up until last year. And so, we've been doing that. And so we just started paying attention. You watch, God's going to bring it. We would begin to pray, and the Lord would begin to tell us things like 14-year-old girl, red hair, or 7-year-old little boy, African, with a broke arm. They would bring us these kids, and we're like, that's that kid that we've been praying for. There you go. Yeah, let's rescue that kid. Then we began to get a little bit more intentional about it. We started doing a huge work in Mexico, in the trash dumps there, and actually paying the amount of money that the families owed the cartel, which was why they either had to work in the brothel or they had to work in the trash dump. We found out we could just pay off their debt and literally redeem them, literally set the whole family free. And we got very intentional about that. And we were a tiny church. We didn't have any money. But my wife and I, we started to just mortgage our house over and over and over again and come up with money. Then my wife and I was in northern Uganda. We heard about these Christians we could buy in southern Sudan. We went across the border into Sudan. We bought 60 Christians. And they literally had their hands tied, literally chains. And bought all 60 of them, marched them across the border, set them free in Uganda. Then we started literally going to brothels whenever I'd be on a mission trip, and I'd take a whole bunch of guys and I'd say, guys, let's go to the brothel. And they'd say, okay. And we'd all go to the brothel and we'd all get up to the bar, Pastor Allen, and we'd say, hey, we know you got girls in here. Do you have any little girls? And they always did. And we would leave with them. We'd take them to our homes and we'd become daddies to those little girls and support them for decades. And many of those girls that we rescued in the early years are now in their 20s and early 30s now. And, you know, they're in the second generation now. We put them through college. You know, we walked them all the way through. So this, it's been a very progressive, yeah, it's been very progressive.
Well, that's happening in the third world. That's certainly not happening in the United States. What are you seeing there on the border? Because you're right there. What are you seeing happening, and how are you involved?
It's on Main Street and just about every small town in America now, because the whole world is addicted to pornography.
Yeah.
The whole world is. And it literally comes from a pornographic spirit, which with the pornographic spirit comes a spirit of murder and slavery.
Hmm.
You, any place where there is pornography, there is murder and there is slavery. Any place. And when it begins to take over and when it becomes to become mainstream in anybody's life, a spirit of murder and a spirit of slavery actually goes with that. And so
every
what's going
click,
on. All
the, every click is a support of murder and
it
slavery.
Is.
Every view is a support of murder and slavery. Yeah.
There's not a single one of those girls that are being exploited that was like, when I was a little girl, I grew up to be a porn star. Not a one of them. I grew mm-hmm. up to, my dream was to be a porn star. My dream was to be a sex slave. My dream was to be literally have my little body sold from one place. That's not their dream. That there's nobody volunteering for that. They're like, well, yeah, they are. No. They're not. I know what I'm talking about. And we do this work, brother. We do a work in Nepal. We do a work in India. We do a work in all over Southeast Asia, especially in Thailand and Cambodia. We do a big work in Uganda, in Belize, in Colombia, in Mexico. And what I can tell you is slavery is real. It is happening. These girls get their passports taken away from them. They cannot leave. They don't know what to do. They are drugged. They are abused. They lose all hope. And they literally just have their body sold from one person to another or from one house to another. And it all comes from the pornography industry. That's where it comes from.
It's unbelievable. And your ministry has been working to bring people out of that for decades now. People that are watching say, how do I partner with Pastor Troy? How do I help him in this work? How do they connect with you?
Well, thank you, brother. Simply go to troybrewer.com and stand with us. You know, partner with us and stand with us and help us. We've already this year, we have rescued 1,071 girls this year.
Wow.
Just January, February, March of this year. Last year, we rescued 1,116 girls the entire year. And that's how exponential this increase is. And we do. Can you imagine how my phone is ringing off the hook, Pastor Allen, of all these kids? And we're talking about kids. You know, we are talking about children. We're talking about, we're talking about 48-hour-old babies. We're talking about 3-year-olds. We're talking about 7-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds. We're talking about tons of teenagers. We're talking about that. And my phone is ringing off the hook because we're now so effective in saving all these kids all over the world that they're like, what do you want me to do? And I'm just saying yes to everything right now. I will continue to say yes until I have to say no. So I will indeed encourage people to partner with us.
Thank God for prosperity. Thank God for the ability to overflow and be able to say, I'm going to purchase them. I'm going to purchase their freedom. And as I'm listening to you, the necessity of your book is becoming real to me. The redeeming your timeline, how God can enter into the past. I'm beginning to see now why he gave you this revelation. How are you seeing now, and people need to go back and watch the YouTube message, when you're working with these girls, boys who are coming out of this, how is this revelation changing their lives? Are you seeing it applied in their lives as well?
It changes absolutely everything. I mean, yes. And not only are we just now seeing it, we've been seeing it for decades. I mean, we've been seeing this because we've been practicing this for a long, long time, just inviting, you know, and just say, you know, man, Pastor Allen, I hear the stories of these little girls and these little boys. I also hear the stories of these young mamas that, you know, are in their 20s that they got pulled into slavery and they have tons of kids. And I just say, just tell me how that happened. And they tell me, and it's just so shameful and so horrible. And the confusion that happens whenever a child goes through something traumatic like that, or a young woman goes through something like that is so, it's so prevalent because they're taught to cooperate and then they get confused to their own identity. And actually they begin to believe that they're an active participant in it, and they're not active participants. They're not, they are literally, they're just conditioned to think that they are active participants. And whenever we invite King Jesus into those moments where they're being caught up into slavery and being traumatized and being beat up and all that kind of mess, what's real is they get it in an instant. As soon as they see Jesus in that, they're like, that ain't me. That was forced upon me. That's not me. No, it's not you. And they begin to see who they are. You know, there's nobody like King Jesus that can show a woman their worth. Nobody. There's nobody that can show a young man his worth like King Jesus. So redemption is real, whether it's past, present, or future. You can invite King Jesus into it. Yeah, we do that all the time.
What about somebody listening to this who they've been molested or they've been abused, they've been hurt? What would you say to them? I'd like to pray for them before this podcast is over as well.
I would. You know, Pastor Allen, number one, I would say I'm sorry, and I'm not going to belittle anything that's happened to anybody because it's a big deal. It is a big deal. Now that I've said this, if you're hopeless, you're under the influence of a lie. And if you believe that you can make a if you believe anything other than you can make a molehill out of that mountain, you're under the influence of a lie. Because Jesus says, if you have the tiniest amount of faith, you can literally remove that mountain. Well, I can't remove the fact that I was molested. You can't. That's not what Jesus says. Jesus says you can. But no, I mean, the fact is I was molested. What if the fact is also, or what if the truth is that you are not actually alone and that you have the God-given ability to invite King Jesus into that very moment to where you're much more aware of his presence and what he has given you instead of how you're being beat up and what's being taken away from you? What if that's legit? It is legit and it's real. I can tell you from working with young girls and young women and little boys, I can tell you, I have seen complete, total, 1,000% transformation, and from the most traumatic things that you can imagine. And I've also seen people around me here in the United States, their entire life be derailed by one horrible event.
Yes.
And I want to tell you, it doesn't have to be like that. You are not being asked to live a powerless life. And you know that everyone here needs to know that Jesus does not render you powerless because some monster got a hold of you or did something terrible or exploited your weakness in some way. No, man, you do not have to live a powerless life.
If you're hopeless right now, you're under the influence of a lie, and the truth can set you free. Would you pray for us right now? Pray for those who have been abused, that they would welcome Jesus into their past. But if you feel led, pray for those who are just listening to this. Maybe they haven't been abused, but they'd like an anointing to rescue people out of that abuse.
You know, Jesus is not ashamed of you in any way, and he's not ashamed of your past. You might be ashamed of your past, but he's not. It's humanity. I'm sure he's sorry for the terrible things that have happened to you, but he's still not ashamed of you. He's not. And so therefore, you don't need to be ashamed to invite King Jesus into that day, into that moment, into that night. If you were one of these children that were abused and it happened habitually through years and years and years, and you know what it's like to be that little boy or that little girl that comes home, gets off the bus, and by the time you make it down the hall, you transform. I've heard that same story over and over and over again. Or if you're someone who knows, or if you're someone who had a terrible traumatic event, do you know that I have talked to literally hundreds of boys and girls that at the moment of that horrible, tragic, traumatic event, they literally had like an outer body experience where they saw themselves, okay? It was so traumatic where they saw themselves. Can I just tell you something? Those things are real, and I'm sorry, but I can also tell you this as well. Jesus is not ashamed or afraid to get involved in that very moment of your life. Even though it's past to you, it doesn't matter to him. He's not subject to time. And he knows how to deal with that moment. He knows how to redeem the tragedy and the trauma into something that's actually honorable, because Jesus showed up in that place. He's like, oh, I'm not here to shame you. I'm here to love you. I'm here to tell you that you're not bad, that you're good. I'm here to tell you that you do not deserve that. What you deserve is the reward that I say that you deserve. And I'm going to reward you in that place. So Pastor Allen, can I just pray for everybody?
Please, yes. Let's do
it. Okay. So Father God, I want to lift up every single person, God, that is watching right now. And if they've experienced any kind of horror or tragedy or terrible event or any kind of big mess or any kind of that stuff, Lord God, I pray, God, in the name of King Jesus, that your manifest presence would show up in those places. I pray, Father God, sir, that you would give every single one of us an eye to see you in those places. Instead of avoiding it, to actually look for you in that place, to go, okay, if I seek you, I will find you. If I ask, you will answer. If I knock, you will open that door. And I declare in the name of King Jesus, I declare an end to the slavery that is within people's lives concerning terrible sexual things of the past. I pray, Lord God Almighty, sir, for wholeness, for a supernatural sanity. And I love you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen, you need to share this podcast. Those of you that are listening to this right now, podcasts aren't like social media where people just run across it. If you want someone to be set free, if you want someone to be liberated by these truths, you're going to have to put it in front of them. Share this message. And listen, if you had a choice between going to EncounterToday.com and TroyBrewer.com, I want you to go to TroyBrewer.com. I want you to look at all the discipleship resources they have there, and sow and give and obey the Holy Spirit, because I think He will multiply it back to you, and you'll receive from that anointing. Brother Troy, we can't thank you enough for being with us on Encounter Underground.
Pastor Allen, thank you so much. You've been such a great host, and I appreciate you being so generous and so gracious. Man, may the Lord bless you and bless your podcast. And this is an important work you're doing. Thank you, sir.
Well, we really appreciate it, and we hope to have you back sometime soon. God bless you and your ministry. The links for his ministry are in the description of this podcast. We can't thank you all enough for being a part, for joining with us, and make sure you go to EncounterToday.com to see the interview that we did with him about redeeming your timeline. We love every single one of you, and we'll see you next time here on The Underground.